Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
It's time for Going Places here on KNKX, but we're staying a little closer to home. Our travel expert, Matthew Brumley, says there are few better places to be in the summer than the Pacific Northwest. He and 88.5's Ed Ronco hopped in Brumley's boat recently and went bouncing across Elliott Bay.
We're on an 18-foot Bayliner in the center of Elliott Bay, looking out at the city. A few massive cargo ships that have come in from Asia. And a regatta.
Our segment is called Going Places, but today we're just kind of staying places. So maybe, well, let's find a good place and cut the engine and talk for a minute about what this place is. Well, Matthew, you grew up in the Puget Sound region. I grew up near the Great Lakes. We're both used to big water. There are some folks who aren't, and I think they can come here and feel kind of intimidated by all the water around them.
One of the funniest quotes I ever heard was from a lovely couple on Washington State Ferry heading for Bainbridge, and they were in from Kansas. And they said, you know, sure is pretty around here, but wouldn't want to live here with all this water. Because it looked like, for them, it was a barrier. I mean, the ferries look like a barrier, the floating bridges look like a barrier. But, you know, for people who grew up here and people who love this place and have moved here because they love the water, it's not a barrier. It's what connects us. You know, I would say get out and explore all the different islands. Every single one of them has a different flavor, whether it's Lopez or San Juan or Bainbridge or Whidbey or, you know, anyone. They all feel different. And I still don't know many of them. I mean, I'd really like to get up and spend more time in the San Juans and the Canadian Gulf Islands. But I don't seem to have enough time. I can't seem to bring myself away from here.
All right, so your top three places, if you were doing a staycation here and you just wanted to get away for the weekend, not spend a ton of money, but you know, take in this place that people travel for thousands of miles to get to, where would you go?
Wow, that's a tough one. I mean, there's about 100 places that I would go around here, but one of my little hangouts is... another seaplane is Blake Island, just because there's not a single resident who lives on the island. There's no cars. I mean, I love that. It's very peaceful. There's a great nature walk there. It's about 2 miles by 1 mile. So that's a nice little hidden gem. Langley is one of my all-time favorite little towns in the world, on Whidbey Island. It's just, there's so many great little B&Bs there and great little restaurants and great little jazz bar. Vashon Island. Vashon Island has a completely different feel from Bainbridge Island, from where I live. Much more laid back, great bicycling, some great kayaking on the coast. You know, there's three good ones.
Places on the mainland or the peninsulas that you like?
Port Orchard. I'm a big fan of Port Orchard. Port Townsend is a beautiful little escape, and there's a couple places where you can rent sea kayaks. There's the old forts that you can walk around, which if you have kids and you haven't been into the World War II forts that are dotting the coastline of the Kitsap Peninsula, find them and run around in the dark with your kids, and you can scare the heck out of them. There's nothing more fun than that, than scaring a seven-year-old.
Have you done that?
Oh, many times. My daughter, we used to run through these tunnels, you know, and through Fort Ward and other areas, and we just all had a blast.
Matthew Brumley, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew, let's go check out some more of Elliott Bay.
KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He spoke with 88.5's Ed Ronco. You can hear previous episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.